Let's get a quick check on Cairo Airport, where hundreds of American college students are leaving, many of them waiting for State Department-sponsored flights. 22-year-old Nora Valerini is a student at the University of Chicago. She's from New Jersey. She's been studying Arabic at American University in Cairo all fall. And describe the scene at the airport for us.
It's been actually surprisingly calm. There are a lot of people here. As best I can tell, they're all Americans waiting in rows to get let into the airport. They have some sort of system set up where we eventually make our way to a table, we have to fill out a form, and then we get inside. And it's not until we're inside that we actually get flight information. But despite the fact that we've been here for hours, everyone's actually pretty calm. There doesn't seem to be any sort of sense of urgency.
But they are leaving. Why did you decide to leave?
Personally, I think if it had just been me, I would have chosen to stay. I think since Friday, obviously things were the most violent and the worst on Friday, but since then the city has felt very calm. But once the State Department issued their warning saying that they thought that Americans should leave, that made me sort of reconsider my position. And more than that, both of my parents were fairly concerned. And as much as I tried to reassure them that I was safe, they were both pretty insistent that I should get out, at least for now.
Are you leaving behind new Egyptian friends? And what's their mood right now? Are they frightened or celebratory, as we've been hearing?
Some people are very enthusiastic about this. You know, they've been out at the protests. They've been organizing. They've been very much at the front lines of this movement. Others, I think, are a bit more concerned. I can hear from people speaking around me that while it's all Americans leaving, a lot of these Americans are actually of Egyptian descent. While people are enthusiastic, there's still some concern. People are still sort of wary and hesitant about what's going to happen.
Nora, best of luck to you.
Thank you.